You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We reverence you. Can we give a little bit of worship? Can we give a little bit of worship right now? This is real. Amen. Let's worship our Father. Let's worship the Almighty God. Let's worship Alpha and Omega. Let's worship Jehovah Sikanu, the Lord, our righteousness. Let's worship Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. The Lord will provide. Come on. What happens as we worship, amen, in this place? Then we meet. We meet and we connect with the Lord, our provider. And as we worship Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, we connect with that healing. His healing power and his healing grace. Oh God, thank you so much. Oh God, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Lord God. We praise you right now, Lord God. We reverence you right now, Lord God. We thank you for filling our empty vats, those barren places. We thank you for breathing your breath of life. Those closed places, we thank you for opening it up. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for your keeping power as you have us walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on, as we walk in through, we praise you, amen, because the victory is ours, it's yours, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I hear the Holy Spirit say, we thank you, Jesus, for the increase that you are pouring in. Arebasaya, heaven on earth. We thank you, Lord God, for heaven on earth. Can we just thank God right now? We are in thank you, Jesus. We are at the address of thank you, Jesus. Maybe this moment is just about saying thank you. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Arebasaya boshia, for heaven on earth. We declare and decree heaven on earth. So we say thank you, oh God. We say thank you. Why? Because it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of fact. The fact is, it shall come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for the word that we are about to consume, that we are about to that we are about to eat on, amen, and meditate on, amen, and digest, amen. We thank you for the medicine. Come on, the word is our medicine. We thank you for the medicine that we are about to intake. Come on, we thank you for the daily supplement, our daily vitamin that we are about to take. Amen. And swallow down with the living water. Amen. Come on. I'm reminded, my Lord and Savior, Jesus, he says that a man is not to live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out the mouth of God. Amen. And the scripture is God breathed. So let's consume this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get in this place. Let's detach. Come on. Let's detach. Let's cast our burdens and our weights and everything that's holding us down, dragging us down, weighing us down. Let's cast it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. All the thoughts in the head. Come on, we're plagued by thoughts. Let's take them captive. Amen. And commanded to lay at the feet of Jesus. That's where it belongs. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel your Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit that we need. The Bible says we don't know how we ought to pray. Amen. That's one of the reasons why we have the Holy Spirit. Amen. Making intercession for us, leading us and guiding us, because sometimes we may see, this is what I need to say. Oh, and this is how I need to react. Come on, somebody. And this is what needs to happen. But our natural sight is deceiving. It can have us in the wrong direction, traveling in the wrong direction, doing the wrong things. That's why we got to get it up in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And attack the things from the root. Amen. And cancel the thing in the spirit. Amen. And call it those things that be not as though they or. Somebody say, here I am. Here I am. Somebody say, here I am, Lord. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Here I am to say that you're my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Here I am. Oh, that's the, that is what's on the menu today. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's what God is serving up today. He says, here I am. And it's not him saying it, but it's us saying it. Here I am in response to the Lord speaking. Amen. So let's get in the word and make some sense of this. Let's get in the word and make some sense of this. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we turn? We're going to turn to three places. Amen. And we're going to nibble up and really enjoy this three-course meal. Come on. We get an appetizer. We get a main course and we get a dessert. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm ready for my dessert. I'm ready for my dessert. All right. So first we're going to turn to 1 Samuel 3. I don't know why I be taking all's D. Let's get into it. 1 Samuel 3, and then put on a hold, Exodus 3, and then Genesis 22. We might go in that order, we might not. Okay, what you say? Here I am to worship. This is what we're saying. Amen. So let's look. I'm going to read verses 1. To 14, I think. Okay, let's go. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Let's get this truth. Now, the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. Come on. Somebody say, the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, Samuel, Samuel. And he said, here I am. Hello? Here I am. And ran to Eli and said, here I am for you called me. But he said, I did not call. Lie down again. So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am for you called me. But he said, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there calling as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. Somebody say, speak, for your servant is listening. Come on. Then the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew because his sons were blaspheming God. And he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever. It shall not be atoned by sacrifice or offering forever. Amen. Somebody say, the Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking. Get Exodus 3 and 4 on standby. Amen. But when we hear, here I am, in if I was just to say, here I am, and that's all you heard, then you'd be like, wait, what? What's wrong with you? What are you talking about? Right? Saying here I am is a response that you had to something, to someone calling you. Amen. And when I heard here I am, hallelujah, God said that now is my turn to talk. Ooh, amen. I'm glad to have a God and serve a God that where He's saying now is my turn to answer. Now is my turn to respond. And I hear the Lord saying that He's responding to our prayers. Amen. We've been talking, but now it's time to okay, and listen. Come on. Now is our time to listen. Here I am. Is the Lord speaking in response to? It's His answer. Here I am, as we read in this pericope about Samuel, is God speaking and letting it be known that He sees, amen, and He's serving up some justice. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Mm-hmm. Amen. I am hearing that the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. I hear God saying that He's executing judgment, that His righteous judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. Here I am is the Lord speaking and saying that I see, and now I want to see if you will obey, if you will follow, if you will trust, if you will do, if you will, amen, stand and believe. Come on. Let's turn to Exodus 3 and 4. Amen. Exodus 3 and 4. And we're going to come back and visit 1 Samuel. But I want to at least get the passage in our system. I want to get the passage. I want us to become familiar, even if we already familiar, but get it back in right here, all up in our face, all up in our palate. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus 3. Somebody say, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Exodus 3. Let's go. I'm going to start at verse 1. Why not, right? Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned. Come on, somebody say great sight. Come on, somebody say great sight. Because there's just something that the Holy Spirit just made me aware of right now. Somebody say great sight. And see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. Come on, are we picking up what the Holy Spirit's putting down in this hour? Mm-hmm. God's calling you by name. Somebody said, get ready. Somebody said, get ready. And he said, here I am. Then he said, come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said, further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. It's already done. Amen. It's already done. Come on, somebody say, here I am. Oh, we're going to get into this. I want to read Genesis now. I want to read Genesis. Come on, let's just keep us in this place. Somebody say, here I am. Okay, God, what you up to? Here I am. Okay, God, what you up to? Amen. Amen. I think that this is a time that I rather hear from the one whose power is unlimited. Amen. Who can do all things. Amen. Who this earth is his footstool. Amen. Come on. I want to hear from, if anybody I want to hear from, if anybody I want to get advice from, if anybody I want to consult, if any experts I want to seek, if anybody I want to network with, come on, somebody. It's the one who can open all doors, any door. Amen. Hallelujah. And can no man say no? Can no man, no man, no matter how much power that man has in on this earth, can no man say no when my Father says yes? If anybody I want to be up in the ear of, if anybody I want to just be sitting in the face of hearing what they have to say, regarding me in this life that he blessed me with and breathed into me. If anyone that I want to hear concerning a pandemic or inflation or economic situation or my job situation, amen, or my financial situation or my business situation or my family situation or my relationship situation is the omniscient one, the all-knowing one. Oh, come on. Let's turn while we turn it, while we turn it. Anyone, amen, is the one who knows about me before I was even born in my mother's womb. That's who I wanna, is my maker. I wanna get in and hear what the maker is saying. Come on. I'm reminded, amen, you get a new piece of equipment or machinery, amen, some type of tech situation, or constructing a situation, you get the manual, you get the one that, and if you can't have the manual, or you can't have the one that knows it all and that built it, then you get, that's why they give you a manual. Come on. So you can operate it at full capacity, so that it can be all that it was intended to be. And I'm hearing that God is wanting us to be all that he intended us to be and do everything that he sent us on this earth to do. Come on. Somebody say, I have an assignment. I have a mission. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Even if it doesn't feel like it right now. Okay. The truth is that I do. Okay. So I'm going to stay up. Here I am, Lord. I believe that even just hearing this message is God calling you. Amen. Even hearing this message is God calling you. So all we need to say, like the priest Eli told Samuel, is speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Genesis 22. Ah, yes, Lord, come on. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. And he said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey and the boy, and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Let's skip down to verse 9. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught. And saw what? And saw a ram. Okay, I'm just saying. And saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. And we're going to stop there for a siggity sec. Amen. And hear what the Lord is saying. Here I am. Amen. Here I am. Amen. To it denotes a place of closeness and intimacy and in relationship. Did I say relationship? Okay, I'm saying it again. In relationship with God. Listen, we are to walk and enter into a relationship the same way we walk and enter into relationships with people that we may love and things. This is an active seeking of God, amen, and that goes past religion, amen, because God is living, Jesus is living. This is truth, this is fact. I'm sorry, it's truth, it's fact. It is what it is. Amen. You either you'll find out. Trust me, it's guaranteed. You will find out. If you don't believe now, for those who don't believe now, you will find out. Hallelujah. Reba Shakatiria. Thank you, Lord God. And we see what we see. There's some commonalities that we see in all three of these passages that we just started chewing on. Amen. That we just read. Hallelujah. And it's that each one of them, amen, notice that they were at some point of relationship with God. Hallelujah. Abraham, he's now in this relationship that he didn't question, who's calling me? Who that is calling me? Amen. He knew immediately, hallelujah, who it was. Moses, when God spoke to him, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He knew who God was in the form of being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and God's taking him into another dimension, another realm of knowing, of intimacy, of knowing who the Lord is, another aspect, another side of who the Lord is. In this moment, we come into knowing, amen. You come into knowing Jehovah Jireh when you saw lack, touched lack, felt lack, amen, and you needed God to provide. Amen. We come into different aspects of the great I am when in that certain aspect we need healing, then we come into knowing ever so intimate the Jehovah Rapha. Amen. Hallelujah. When we needed God exercise his power, amen, in God shut down all access to manpower, we see the glory of his power, we see the light of his power moving on our behalf, and then you know that's the all-powerful one. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. It happened with Moses, with Pharaoh. He saw Pharaoh's quote unquote power, and then God shut it down. Hallelujah. And the all-powerful one delivered a whole nation out of bondage, out of oppression. We see what Samuel, man, in a time where he didn't, the scripture says that he didn't yet know the Lord in the capacity of hearing the hearing the word of God. It was rare in those days. Having visions in that time was rare. Amen. So he thought that it was Eli calling him. And there's something about that the one that you serve under, amen, come on somebody, the man or woman of God that gives you, that he presents to you to serve under, to be your spiritual shepherd, amen. It may be a time, or you may see them or hear them as the Lord speaking. Amen, somebody. So don't be so fast to like, oh, that was crazy. I just heard like my pastor. Oh, that was crazy. I just saw like, you know, that my pastor. No, that's God in that. Amen. So pay attention to that. Here I am. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And so with Samuel, he's entering in with his, here I am. He's entering into his purpose, his call as prophet, amen, as mouthpiece of to God, amen. He's entering into a new dimension with the Lord when he says, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. So with all three of these, they're coming to this agreement. Like I'm with you. I'm gonna walk with you. I'm doing this with you. I'm not doing it on my own. I'm not doing it with so-and-so, amen, and such, amen, and this person because they know everything and they got it. No, I'm doing this thing with you. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Somebody say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Areva shiki andarabasaya. Moses, when God calls him to see this burning bush, amen, before the angel of the Lord called out his name, amen, he said, behold, I see a great sight, right? There's something that the Lord said to Samuel. He says, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make your ears tingle, make anyone who hears, their ears, I will cause it to tingle. So we see in this instances of here I am, right? Of God causing eyes to see something that's never been seen before, and ears to hear something that's never been heard before. Amen. Why is this significant, especially with within the passage of Samuel? See, in this time when the word of God, visions of God was rare, there was a lot of people doing what they felt like, doing what they deemed was right in their own eyes, and thus displeasing and disrespectful to God. This is a time of judges, amen, where God will have raised up a judge, and then the children of Israel will follow that judge, and then that judge's season will be over. They will go on to heaven, and then there will be a period, amen, of the people doing what's right in their own eyes and thus doing evil in the sight of God's eyes, amen. And then they fall under oppression again, and then they call out to God again, and then God delivers them again, and then they start the cycle again over and over. Hallelujah. And so in Samuel, why it's even close to the home of Eli and in the home of Eli is that Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, come on, they are doing evil and being disrespectful as priests in the sight of the Lord. They're doing evil. They're doing evil with the sacrifices that people come to bring, and they are disrespectful with the women that come into the temple. Amen. And so now, God, we see and hear him pronouncing judgment. There's something about this here I am, right? We said that it denotes that the Lord is now speaking. Amen. And what God said is that before the time of God speaking, he must have been quiet. There was a period of silence. How many of us feel like we've been in a period of silence with God being silent? With God being slow, quote unquote, it seems like he's been silent, or is slow to moving on our behalf, right? And it's in the scripture. And while God is silent, that's the time when we are crying out and we are praying and we are calling out and we are fasting, and we still don't see God moving. Amen. In the scriptures, the three passages that we are looking in 1 Samuel 3, we see now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. Seems like God is quiet. Or is he? He may not be talking, but he's seeing. He's looking. Amen. Hallelujah. He's moving. He's getting things in order. In Samuel, amen, there was a family. There was a man, Elkanah, and he had two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. And Peninnah was having children, but the Bible says that the Lord closed Hannah's womb. And in that closing Hannah's womb, amen, it caused her to have a fervent prayer, amen, and pray for a son, but not that just pray for a son and that's it, but pray for a son and say, Lord, I'll give him to you. That's Samuel. We're talking about Samuel. She said, I'll give him to you. And I'll raise him. There's a Nazarite vow where he won't take any wine, amen, and won't cut his hair. And it's just like just vow of holy. I'll dedicate him wholly to you. And sure enough, God granted that petition. And she weaned him. And then when it was time, she brought him to the house of the Lord, to Eli, and presented him, because God, they needed a holy one, a pure one, to serve the Lord without the worldly influences and going off and doing worldly things, but doing God things. Come on, somebody, in this season, in this time, I'm doing God things and I'm not doing the worldly things. Come on, somebody. Right? So now God positioned in a way. See, we think it's just silent, but God is moving and orchestrating and positioning. So that's why we got to be careful and stay encouraged. I'm reminded of David said that sometimes you got to encourage yourself, because just because it seems the same and I seem like I'm in the same situation and it's still silent and God ain't doing nothing and ain't moving and still haven't answered. Oh no, God's orchestrating, getting it lined up. Amen. Here I am. We see it also in Exodus with Moses. Amen. In verse 7, it says, then the Lord said, I have observed the misery. Okay, so now the misery that the Israelites are experiencing and the oppression that the Israelites are experiencing and the bondage and the unfairness that the Israelites are experiencing, God is keeping record. God is taking note. Come on, every tear you cried, every rejection. That's why we can't let rejection form us and mold us. Amen. Because God is keeping records. Come on, somebody say double. Resha taya for my trouble. Resha kadia. Right? I've observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings. When it seems like God is silent, now he's observing, he's taking note, he's reba shata bosia, considering you. And now that here I am, is God remembering you, remembering us. Amen, somebody, hallelujah. Now, somebody said, now it's my time. In Genesis 16:16 to verse 17:1, God promised Abram, at that time, Abram, a son. And Abram and his wife Sarai, they took it into their own hands, amen, trying to do God's work. Amen. And here comes Ishmael. And in verse 16:16, Abraham was 86 years old, young. I'll say young. Come on, because God will cause you to do what you say you can't do, because now that time has passed, or now this is over. Now this, no, shut it down. Believe what God is saying. It's not too late. It's not over. When Abraham was 86 years old, when Hagar bore Ishmael, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me, be blameless. That was 13 years. 13 years of seeming. What happened in that 13 years? We don't hear God speaking to Abraham, right? Hello? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But now is a time in our time, in this 20 and 22, amen, with everything going on, and it seems like I don't know how to get out of this hole, and it seems like I was doing good, but then I took two steps back, and it seems like this thing or that thing. That's here I am. That's all. Here I am, Lord. Amen. That here I am is a relationship of walking before God, walking before him, as we read in Genesis, blameless. God said, walk before me blameless. That doesn't mean perfect, but that's my heart is towards you. Walking before God with faith, by obedience, believing. In each of these instances, we see them stepping out, amen, and following the instruction and obedient in the instruction and doing and believing. That's now my new makeup. That's my DNA. I don't know nothing else. Okay? Okay? I don't know nothing else. I don't know nothing else. All them negatives, just like that. Skarra shata. Okay? Hello? 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 Here I am. Teach me how to act. Teach me how to react. Teach me how to think. Okay? Okay, teach me how to speak. Teach me how to believe. Teach me how to walk by faith. Okay, okay. Hallelujah. Here I am is coming into a new comfort zone. Come on, somebody. That new comfort zone is Jesus. Amen. AKA coming out of, getting used to stepping outside of your comfort zone. We might as well, like, we need to learn. I need to learn how to make my comfort zone Jesus. Because when I make my comfort zone Jesus, and then I have a Mika, here I am. I'm able to go into a new land. Hello, like Moses. Even if I'm like, well, God, who am I okay, I'm going. Okay, I'm doing. I'm in a Mika, here I am. Go sacrifice your only begotten, the one that you love so much. Come on, somebody, that there's nothing that I love so much that's keeping me out of a relationship with God. That's keeping me, that's over God. No kid, no child, no husband, no wife, no family member. God is numero uno. You see the Abraham, he says, now I see, right? Come on. Here I am. It signifies we're going into new spiritual dimensions and realms. Here I am. You're coming into your purpose. Somebody said it's a time, manifestation time. Here I am. It indicates or speaks, get ready. Amen. For the answer is here. Here I am. It's God calling you. Just say yes. Here I am is AKA yes, also known as yes. Yes, Lord. I'm a yes man. Here I am is your blessing. Amen. Here I am. That's promotion. Come on, somebody. It's elevation. It's going to the next. Here I am is provision. God providing. Here I am is a new land with Abraham in Romans 4:20. Listen, on the other side of his here I am, he staggered not at the promise of God and through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Here I am on the other side. Moses was educated, the one who said, I can't speak. I got a stuttering problem. On the other side, in Acts 7:22, it says, Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action. In 1 Samuel 3:20, as here I am, Lord, your servant is listening. It says in verse 3:20, and all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. The Lord is calling your name. The Lord is waking up, amen, some dormant things in you and in your life, stuff that you didn't even know about. Here I am. All we have to say is, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And as you say, here I am, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I don't care what it is you hear, how extravagant, how extraordinary, how this or that. Receive it, hold on to it, cleave to it, walk, obey the instruction and go. Believe and go and see God do what you never could have imagined. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, your here I am, your yes is miracles, signs, and wonders. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus'
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.